had no intention on recording anything, but I just lost my Sirius satellite radio signal. Because I don't have the car kit. I simply have the device. Let's see if I can set the signal on. Is the signal back?
208-6851.
Oh, it's back. It's back.
Are you an adventure?
Okay, I got to stop recording. The end. But I'm listening to a liberal station on Sirius satellite radio. Talk today focuses around Mitt Romney. Maybe I shall call him Quit Romney after spending $35 million out of his own pocket. Mitt, aka Mittens, announced today at CPAC that he was spending his bid for the presidency. They don't end it, they only suspend it. They suspend it. You look at John Edwards, he did not drop out officially. It is only suspended. He has dropped out, yes. As our, the way we talk our lingo, he has dropped out of the race. But his campaign has actually only been suspended. Suspended means you can come back. But it's been suspended for legal terms and funding and all of this type of things that I am not... I am aware of what it is, but I don't want to put it out here as the leader of the MP3 Revolution. Urban MP3 Revolution. He has suspended it. They say suspended for legal reasons. For it's like federal fund matching or something to do with matching funds. Let's just say it's all about the Benjamins. What? I get a 50 pad back. What's that song? How it go? It's all about the Benjamins. You know that song, All About the Benjamins. In case I've never told this audience, that song, All About the Benjamins, by Puff Diddy, P Diddy, Doc Diddy. That song, in my military days, thank you for your service to our country. That song is the reason why I listen to talk radio. It was played so heavily on the local stations, WPGC, WKYS. I would have thought that P. Diddy himself owned the channels. I didn't take my iron today. I did take my vitamins. Oh my god, you have got to be kidding me. What an awful place to stop. Holy smoke. Dude, you could have killed me on this podcast. At least you had your hazards on. I don't want to die on this podcast. It would perhaps increase ratings, but actually it wouldn't because I would never get a chance to upload it. So actually my ratings would never go up because if I had hit this dump truck that was parked here on the shoulder but partially in the lane, if I had hit that dump truck, perhaps if my spouse were to go through the wreckage and find the iRiver, he may perhaps think, let's see if she was recording, and he'll have my last moments, the last seconds of my life captured. But he would never release it. For one, he doesn't know the password to my Lipson account. Two, he would just, it would just never get released. What if something happened to me? How would the world find out? I was going to say America, but we're WWW, we're worldwide, honey. How would the world find out if something happened to me and I was no longer able to rock the mic? I don't know. Maybe VJ would get the word. Maybe he would call my cell phone and my cell phone would be answered by my only survivor, my spouse. And maybe he would tell VJ, she is no longer. And then maybe VJ would do an episode, and then the half show would hear his episode and they would mention it on their show, and all of my friends in the podcasting world would do an episode, and I wouldn't make the papers because I'm so urban, so underground. But I don't know how you would know. Do you, my friends, listen to the half show? They focus on music, a couple. They actually got married while they were podcasters. They got are from New York City, like Nature Girl. Y'all might know each other. Nature Girl, have you met the Half Show with Jason Amatosh, NYC, and then VJ Net, he always going to NYC to go to all them pod camps. You know, the diehard podcasters, they like going to pod camps and all of those podcasting conventions. I ain't going to no podcast convention. I ain't going nowhere. Podcast convention better come to me. Matter of fact, podcast convention did come to me and I still didn't go. Now that I finally decided to start going to professional, maybe I will go out into a hair professional. Maybe I will enter the world and get into the limelight. Not. I'm the Black Wolfman Jack of homemade amateur radio. Urban Talk Queen. That's the name I gave myself. I need a t-shirt. I need a t-shirt when I go to events. I need one. I don't know. I do need a Pink Rifle t-shirt because there's two things that I might go to that I like to advertise my show on. I should get the logo that VJ created for me, which is awesome. And I should put that on a t-shirt. Now, you know, Laura, you sent me an email and it had an attachment. Like maybe it was a creation that you created. I never saw it because it was on my phone. I never saw it. And I was looking for it the other day, but it was, we email each other so much that I didn't find that particular email. You know what I mean? Oh, I need my iron, honey. I am being hit by the tire. I am getting tired. Oh. When I just yawned, did that make you yawn? And that is not good radio etiquette, but guess what? I've never been to broadcasting school, so I don't officially know that. Should I go to broadcasting school like Monique said she did? Did you hear that episode I did called Touched by an Oprah? You may not have heard it because I was putting out a lot of episodes that week. And only the super delegates listen to, you know, if I put out four episodes, only the super delegates listen to those all four episodes. Not everybody listens to, you know, I think some people just come on Mondays, you know, at the start of the week, they sync their iPod and all the new shows. Maybe they come back on Wednesday. Do you sync your MP3 player every day? Like me, I have to sync every day because Watermelon Man, hold up. Let me see if I can see him. There he is. I just saw it. He's not a Watermelon Man. He's a Lawn Jockey. And you know what? I did some research on Lawn Jockey, and thank you also, Nature Girls, for sending me those links. You know, I looked up something about Lawn Jockey, the little race that I said was a little racist statue. It's a little statue that people have in their yards, and it's a black racehorse jockey. Horse racing jockey. Oh, my thing on his back.
When somebody rails against a homosexual lifestyle while they're out there doing each other, oh, it's terrible. Oh, it's against.
Need you to my Mitt Romney. He's talking about some Republicans. Oh, I lost the signal. This sucks. Oh, he was doing a good rant. He was making fun of what somebody was saying, how the Republicans be saying stuff. Lost my... Oh, my battery died. That's what that was. Is that my battery or what, dude? I don't know. I might, with my economic stimulus check, I might have to buy a fridge. Anyway, what I was saying was, I have so many plans for my economic stimulus check, but none of them are the right thing. I want to do the right thing with them, you know? I want to do the right thing.
Mr. Williams.
Oh, there it is. Ah! How can I be? I need to be better connected with my radio stuff, man. Right now, man, the podcasting world, it's not coming fast enough for me, man. I need fresh. Right now, I'm really into, like, up to the minute, dog. I need up to the minute.
who did what delegate, what super delegate, what state.
You see what I'm saying? Primary, luckily for, well, we got the primary, the Beltway primary, or they call it the Potomac primary, coming up next Tuesday, but you know, I'm living that. I'm right here. I need some iron, dog, for real. I feel so tired. 39 degrees in your nation's capital. Traffic and weather together on the 8th. There's a lot of traffic right about now. Why is that? I switched out my headlights, so now they're like rainbow looking headlights. Mm-hmm. But one light is different. Like, one headlight was installed after the accident because one headlight was messed up. And then the other headlight I went and bought off eBay, new but aftermarket. So the lights don't really match up, even though they're like the same. I think one light is pointing kind of down at the street, and it's like I could try to go and aim it, but my headlights aren't really. I don't know, I don't know how to look at it. I don't know that they're aimable. I mean, I don't know. It seems like one light is pointing down to the ground. What I was going to say before I was so rudely interrupted by myself was that the lawn jockey statue that people have in their lawns, very rarely you see them. It is a black man. He probably stands about, I don't know, 2 feet tall. And he holds a lantern, and he has on red and white, and he's a horse jockey guy. But I learned last night on the internet, which is my home, which is where I live and have my being, I learned that the lawn jockey man actually is a symbolic figure that actually is a positive. The origins are actually positive, and it dates back to George Washington. Now, because I am on the road, I do not have the literature in front of me, but I can go on to tell you that it was originally commissioned, the creation of the lawn jockey was originally George Washington's idea, and it was to pay homage to an individual or something, and it was positive. And later on, the lawn jockey, the black statue man, lawn jockey, that I've always looked at as a symbol of racism and hatred, the lawn jockey man, look here, look at how wrong I've been all these years. Thanks to this podcast, I've actually been enlightened. The lawn jockey man is not a racist symbol. The lawn jockey statue man holding the lantern was actually a symbol used on the Underground Railroad. Yes, sirree. And you know, Harriet Tubman died, was it like the day after my day of birth that she died, I believe? So me, you know, Harriet Tubman and I are so connected. I feel as though, I just feel a connection. She was from around these parts, you know, I believe she was born here in this state. I just feel such a connection with her. And when I heard someone tell me last year that Harriet Tubman was a gun-toting woman, I said, now you know it's something about that right there. Now there's another connection that I have that I have not gone public with Harriet Tubman. And I should keep it back to myself, but there are some very, I mean, the exact wording is just one word that's connected to my life, is connected to her life, and I was just like, holy smokes. And then the fact that she died, or was born, either the day after my birthday, I said, holy smokes, man. Just like the fact that the Bloody Sunday March in Selma, where the people marched across the Edmund Pettus Bridge trying to get their voting rights in 1965. That march took place on March 7th, 1965. I learned this weekend on my phone on Wikipedia. It took place March 7th, 1965. But let me tell you, and it was bloody, and it was brutal, and it was awful, and it was just people trying to get the right to vote here this election year 2008. Remember this. Okay? They were going to march 50 miles. What they did that day has allowed me and you to vote this year in the primaries. Shanika Tissue voted in the primaries. She was planning on voting for Hillary, but she cast her vote for Obama. We can believe. Screw whatever. America's not ready. Screw that. America wasn't ready for a billionaire talk show queen. It happened. And, you know, was America ready for Will Smith to be the king of the box office? Huh? Who would have thought that 10 years ago, that Will Smith would be the king of the box office? Maybe we could have thought that because he had Independence Day. But who would have thought that Tom Cruise would fall so hard?
Will Smith right now is the man in Hollywood. You see what I'm saying? But back to what I was saying was that with the Selma March, it happened on March 7th, 1965, and it was brutal and it was bloody. I'm not sure of lives lost. It was awful. They call it Bloody Sunday. U2 has a song called Sunday Bloody Sunday. Selma, Alabama. Alabama is my birthplace. Birmingham, Alabama, my birthplace. Are you seeing all these 6 degrees of separation? Okay. My one thing with Harriet Tubman that I have not announced is just like, holy smokes, dude. Holy freaking smokes. Harriet Tubman was at the middle of the night. Got her pistol. Somebody said, you better come on. Because they were scared. Harriet had to get the pistol out. Let them know. Just, you better come on. Because they were real scared. You know, we were brainwashed. And we're still brainwashed today. Some of us, unfortunately. Let me continue. Bloody Sunday happens on March 7th. It's aired on TV. Breaking news. They interrupt the program that was on. America gets to see what's happening. You got people that were just peacefully marching across the bridge, trying to get the right to vote. Getting brutally beaten by the police. I don't know if anybody was killed. If you can inform me, please do. 2 days later, Martin Luther King flies into town. And they pray, and they're peaceful, and they just do like a whole prayer type march, you know, like a state, like, let's just, I'm going to call it like a sit-in type deal on the bridge. I'm not so informed. I read this over the weekend very fast, but what I want to point out to you is this fact, is that 2 days after the original march, Martin Luther King came to town. He came to the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and they prayed. That day, when Martin Luther King came, because he wasn't there, I guess, for the original one, he came 2 days later. Let me tell you what day that was. The original march was March 7th, 1965. When Martin Luther King came back to that bridge, it was March 9th, 1965. Think about that. And you say, well, okay, and what? And what? And I say to you, do you remember? Skip that. I was born on March 9th. I was born on March 9th. Let me tell you one other thing. Okay, he comes to town and they do the prayer at the bridge and this and that. March 9th, 1965. I was born March 9th, 1975. I was born 10 years to the day that King came back and did the march, okay? 10 years to the day. I'm in the same state. Harriet Tubman was in. I took the pack. I preached that. She needed her gun. She needed that freaking gun. Do you know how dangerous that was? Do you know how they had, how freaking wanted she was? She was a fugitive. She was a fugitive from the law. She's freaking helping slaves. You know how much slaves were worth? Slaves were property. These people were property. They had value like horses. They had value. But you know what was worth even more? Her head. They wanted her dead. Harriet had a gun out there at nighttime helping them scary Negroes escape. They were afraid. Oh, you said we gonna leave, Massa? We ain't leaving, Massa. Massa sure been good to me. She like, hey, you see the rain? You better get to stepping. You better get to stepping. Massa says, we gonna be all right if we just stay right here. Harry said, hey, dog, you see this rain, man? Wade in the water, get to stepping. We shall overcome someday. Oh, I love it. I love Harry. That was awesome. Putting her life on the line like that. To help people escape, man. Okay, now here's what the deal is with the Harriet Tubman. What I always thought was a racist statue, the lawn jockey,
the lawn jockey was used to secretly communicate to people on the Underground Railroad, on the Underground Railway. That's what I read last night. The lawn jockey, the little black statue, he holds a lantern. So, depending on whether or not the lantern was lit or the lantern was out, you would know whether this house was safe or this house has been compromised. This house you can come to if the light is on. This house you gotta keep on stepping if the light is out. Okay? Do the research for yourself, but I'm giving you the general idea of it. How the lawn jockey with the lantern was used. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes the homeowners would know that the lawn jockey was the symbol, and sometimes they wouldn't. Isn't that something? That this little lawn jockey that I've seen as I drive, and I used to blow my horn when I would pass by in early morning hours, I would blow my horn to try to wake up the homeowner, to disturb them. I said, I'm going to disturb you in your slumber, hopefully, because you have this racist lawn jockey. But I did not know the history. I did not know from whence it came. I did not know that the lawn jockey helped slaves on their way to freedom. So this house, these people may know that lawn jockey helped slaves on their way to freedom. Hey, come to this house. Don't go to this house. You know, how awesome is that, dude? Just from reading. You know, I don't do a lot of reading. You know, I like listening to audiobooks. Is there any way I can get some free audiobooks? I like listening to a lot of things. But betcha by golly, wow. Isn't that a nice story there with the lawn jockey? I should go to the grocery store. Will I go to the grocery store and get some hamburger buns? No, I don't feel like going to the store to get no hamburger buns. Because I do have some NASCAR burgers. But I gave my dog the bun. My dog has eaten up all the buns. Those NASCAR burgers are good. They're like the Visser burgers or Checkers. I could go, but I don't know. I had to fight the urge to go get me another 40-ounce of red drink tonight. I had to fight the urge. I just had to drink water. Water is so 80s. Don't say that. Don't you be saying that. You be trying to buy some new kidneys off eBay. Girl, you better drink that H2O, girl. Drink that H2O. Isn't that something about the lawn jacket? I'm going to have to do a special episode about the lawn jacket. This is Black History Month. Why haven't you done anything for Black History Month? Why haven't you done anything for Black History Month? Because, you know, I saw this video today on YouTube. I sure did. Because remember, I had said that somebody had said, how do I reply to a video if this using somebody else's video where he had sent me the video? And the video was about the subject of here in Black America, we generally do back to slavery. This goes back to slavery and biracial and the slave master. You know how the slave master would have sex with the slave, right? Just like in the movie Mandingo that you were supposed to watch as your homework assignment. Slave master has sex with slaves. This makes a light-skinned black person who now has hair that is easily combed, who now has a nose that's white, who may have all types of different eyes that the normal little black people straight off the boat from Africa didn't have. And this lighter-complected child of the slave master, he gets to stay in the house. He ain't working outside in the field. He is not a field Negro. He is a house Negro because his daddy is the slave master, right? So, you know, so you got the dark-skinned people outside, you know, the Africans, and you have the biracial child of the slave master who's in the house serving, and he's living the good life. So, you know, this obviously would have created some envy that the slave master's child is in the house, getting the good clothes and the leftover chitlins and all that stuff. Actually, he's probably not eating the leftovers. He's eating the real deal stuff. So all of these hundreds of years later, we are still caught up in that issue of that light-complected black person. We still worship. We still, our standard of beauty is still the Halle Berrys, the David Justices, the whoever else, biracial, you know. So, it still affects us. It still affects, we find that to be, we hold that as our most beautiful in the black race. That is a fact. So, oftentimes in our lives, we've heard people say, oh, she's pretty for a dark-skinned girl. So, I saw the video today, and the girl was asking the question. This is from, sent to me, the link. And she asked the question, what does that mean? Why is that? Why do people say that? That she's pretty for a dark-skinned girl. And I've heard that. I have heard that phrase used. It's pretty for a dark-skinned girl, meaning pretty is usually light skin. The lighter, the better in the black race. This is how we think. We try to say we don't think that way or whatever, but that's how, overall, that's how we are. That's how we are. And it goes back to slavery. People like to think that it goes back to rap videos, but it's before rap. Where did it come from? Where did the rappers get it from? It's before that. The whiter the person looks, the more celebrated they are. That is simply it. We live in a world where, you know, black is said to be ugly. White is said to be beautiful. So we try to get the blonde hair, we try to get the contact lenses, and we try to whiten ourselves. We use the skin bleach and all of that. But that's what her question was. Her question was, why are people saying this about me? Why is it I'm pretty for a dark-skinned girl? She was, lighter brown complexion. But all the time, she said people would say to her, oh, you're pretty for a dark-skinned girl. As if, you know, beauty doesn't come in the form of dark skin. You know, a lot of times when you see dark-skinned women celebrated, it's often their butts are often being celebrated. Let's just keep it real. You see a dark-skinned girl in the video looking, you know, tip drill or whatever, that's always you looking at her from behind. You looking at her butt. See a light-skinned girl, she don't have to have no big butt. She don't have to have no big breasts. You just see her face, and she got a nose that looks white, and she is the queen, like the Halle Berry. Halle Berry is the most beautiful black woman in the world. Black/white, but I'm just letting you know something. And you say, well, how did Wesley Snipes get famous? And I say that he is not famous as being the most handsome black man in the world. Okay, that is not something that we have given him. Okay, let me tell you that right now. I can tell you right now that Wesley Snipes, when he was in school, some people made fun of him because it's complexion. I tell you that right now. That's what Clarence Thomas said. I can tell you that right now. You don't want to hear this because it's brutal, baby. Brutal. The Bruce Lee of amateur talk radio. I ain't no amateur. I've been talking for 2 years, please. Ain't no amateur. Just because I ain't putting no money into it, ain't got no production value, don't make me no amateur, son. I got to go. You don't want none of this. You don't want none of this. She funny for a low-budget show.